From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters, backed by Turkish artillery, are claiming major advances against Islamic State extremists outside Iraq's second biggest city, Mosul, at one point claiming to have seized full control of the town of Bashik. It lies about 10 kilometers northeast of Mosul. In the village of Safira, about 30 kilometers to the south, Iraqi federal police fired mortars and rockets at suspected IS targets. Iraqi Brigadier Najim al-Jabour, who is leading that operation, said morale is high.
ISIS collapsed. ISIS now, their morale very down. You can read in the faces of the soldiers and the civilian with us, their morale very high. I think this the end of ISIS.
Safira is among dozens of villages taken from IS militants since the start of the Mosul campaign a week ago. A group of 26 Asian sailors was freed from nearly 5 years' captivity by Somali pirates. They arrived Sunday in Kenya. They were seized when their Omani flag fishing vessel was overtaken close to the Seychelles in March of 2012. The captives were handed over in the Somali town of Galkayo Saturday. John Steed is a coordinator with the group Oceans Beyond Piracy.
As with any negotiation, you try and find the right people to negotiate with. And we've achieved what we've achieved today by getting tribal elders, religious leaders, and the local community and the regional government all involved to put pressure on these guys to release these hostages. 4.5 years is, you know, unreasonable. It's just not right.
A $1.5 million ransom was reportedly paid for the release of the sailors, but that could not be independently verified. This is VOA.